Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to read there a few verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and reading from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some were fallen asleep. And that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection from the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and our faith is also vain. Yea, and if we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The two verses of Scripture that God has left upon my heart for today are to be found there in verses 3 and 4. It's amazing how God reveals Scripture to you. And as I was reading this and studying it, I have got a wee room now to myself up at home. Two grandsons brought me a wee desk and a place for to study. And I spent quite a while in there, seeking God for messages for the paper and messages for today. And as I sat there, these two verses of Scripture seem to come to me. There's a few points in these two verses, a few thoughts that I just want to leave with you dear folks this morning. The first of those thoughts is this, that this man Paul received his message from God. That's the first thought. As I study this, I often thought of people leaving the church. Sometimes you will hear them say, that message was of the Lord. That message was from the Lord. I can truly say this morning that this message is from the Lord. Paul received his message from the Lord. He says, I delivered that which I received. His message was not of himself. His message was not found from the writings of some great intellectual person. His messages were not from any earthly source. His messages were from heaven. His messages were from God. Paul received his messages from God. A message from any other source is false. It's only a waste of time. I would rather speak 5 minutes from this pulpit today on a message that I receive from God than to preach for an hour on thoughts that I conjured up in my own mind, in the natural mind. Paul's message, he received it from God. The second thought as I looked at this verse of scripture is this, that Paul's message was founded on the Word of God. He received his message from the divine God of heaven, and his message was founded on the inspired Word of God. It says here that his message was according to the Scriptures. Not only did he receive his message from God, but he received his message from the inspired Word of God. His message was founded on Holy Scripture. I thank God for that. Any other message, dear friends, I want to tell you today with love in my heart. Any other message preached from a pulpit is false. I say that with love in my heart. It's false. There's only one true message, and that is the message that is taken from the Scriptures. Paul's message was founded, grounded, based on the Holy Scriptures of God. Thank God for that. His message was received from the divine God of heaven. His message was based, founded on the inspired Word of God. And another thought, dear friends, that opened up to me in this portion of Scripture that is this, that his message was one of atonement. His message was a message of atonement. They shall receive forgiveness of sins. That's a message of atonement. There's only one means of atonement, friends. There's only one way that sins can ever be forgiven, and that is through the precious blood of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. His message was a message of atonement. Atonement not by any earthly means. Atonement not by any works of man, but atonement by the Son of God. Atonement by the precious blood of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. A message of atonement. What a message, friends. that Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven and he came down into this whole world. We have been thinking about that these days. Born in an old stable of Bethlehem, went to the cross there on that little hillside of Golgotha outside the city wall, and there Jesus Christ provided atonement for sin. There Jesus Christ provided a way whereby you and I can escape from the grip and the power of Satan, be delivered from the powers of darkness, and brought to know Jesus Christ, whom to know is life eternal. A message of atonement by precious blood. A message of sins forgiven. I want to ask you, dear folks, in this service, as we come to the end, the last Sabbath day, we're in the last Sabbath day of this year. Do you know Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? Do you know your sins forgiven? Jesus Christ has provided a remedy. Listen, the last Sunday night I stood in this pulpit, I mentioned the word gospel. Paul was a man who preached the gospel. Paul was a man who preached Christ. Paul was a man who preached the word. And his exhortation to young Timothy, friends, was this: preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant. Be constant. Preach the word of God. Preach atonement. Preach the message of sins forgiven by precious blood, by the precious blood of the dear Lord Jesus. And you know, if you take nothing else out of this meeting, I have been thinking about that word gospel. If you can take nothing else home from this meeting except that one word, gospel. I mentioned it here the last night. G stands for God. O stands for God's only. God's only. S stands for Son. God's only Son. P stands for provides. God's only Son provides atonement. God's only Son provides forgiveness for sins. E stands for eternal. God's only Son provides eternal. What? L. God's only Son provides eternal life. And he did it, dear friends, by making atonement for sin, by providing a means, a remedy, whereby sins could be removed, whereby people like you and me could be made new creatures in Christ Jesus. Paul received his message from God. Paul's message was based on Holy Scripture. Paul's message was a message of atonement, sins forgiven by the precious blood of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. And the last thought that I want to leave with you is this, that Paul's message was a message of life. It says here that he not only died, he was buried according to the scriptures, but it says that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That, my friends, is a message of life. Life life, eternal life. Glory to Jesus forever. Listen, you don't need me to tell you that life in this whole world comes very, very quickly sometimes to an end. The folk in your buildings, over the past few years, there have been sudden deaths. That's physical death. But Jesus Christ rose from the grave that he might provide for you and I eternal life. Eternal life up in the glories of heaven. I was thinking today of an old man who used to sit over there by the name of Fred Donald. And I used to visit him up there in his home at Ballymacorry. And we used to talk about the things of God, and we used to talk about heaven. And my old Fred used to say, this life will soon be over, but I'm going home to glory, to see the city bright, to walk on the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. That home, the home that we have down in this old world here, we will soon leave it. We'll be taken from it. We'll be taken out into eternity. But dear souls, this morning, would we be taken out into heaven? Or would we be taken out into a lost sinner's hell? Old Fred used to talk about that mansion in glory, and he was going there soon to walk on the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. Dear friends, I'm so thankful this morning that I have got eternal life, that I've got a mansion up in glory. And I'm going there very soon. My mansion is built on streets of gold. The mansions that are built down here will crumble, and they'll fade and pass away. They'll fall. But the mansion that I've got up and built on the streets of gold up in heaven is an eternal mansion. And I'm going to live in that mansion forever. Because Jesus arose according to the Scriptures. And because he lives, I am going to live also. And I'm not just going to live for a wee while, but I'm going to live for eternity. My, what a wonderful gospel we've got, friends. What a wonderful gospel the Lord Jesus Christ has provided for us. Life. Eternal life. Jesus alone is the giver. Life, abundant life. Glory to Jesus forever. Yes, Paul received his message from God. His message was founded on this old book. The only place that you'll find the truth, the inspired truth of God. His message was one of atonement through precious blood. His message was one of life, resurrected life. Thank God, it was a day in my life. It'll soon be 37 years ago. When I was resurrected, when I was lifted up out of a place where I was dead in my trespasses and my sins, and God gave me new life in Christ Jesus. And that life is forever. What a wonderful God that we've got. What a wonderful scripture God has left for us. I want to ask you, dear souls, in this meeting. Maybe some of you are unseen. If God was to call you away today, would it be to a mansion built on streets of gold? I want to tell you, if you're not saved, it wouldn't be. If you're not saved, and God called you away today, be out in to a place of eternal death. A place of weeping and wailing and groaning and moaning. A place where the fire never dies. The fire never goes out. The worm never dies. There's one thing the Lord Jesus Christ has left the choice to us. He has provided eternal life for us, but He's left the choice to us. He has provided it for us as a gift. Some of you, dear folks, in fact all of us, received gifts over Christmas. We were thankful for them. But Jesus Christ today, friends, offers you eternal life, unsaved soul. Will you not take it? Will you not receive it? On this last Sabbath day of this year, this Sabbath day, will you not receive, will you not take from the hand of the dear Lord Jesus the most precious gift that you'll ever get? Life, eternal life. Thank God, Jesus and His followers. Thank God He's not in an old stable. Thank God He's not hanging on an old rugged cross. Thank God He's not in Joseph's tomb. Thank God He's on His Father's throne. He's back where He left, having provided eternal life for you and me. Unsaved soul, it would be my prayer that this very day you would take from the Lord Jesus the greatest gift that you will ever receive. Remember those 4 points. I'm sure you have seen them before, but I just want to remind you of them. Paul's message was received from God. His message was based on the Bible. His was a message of atonement by precious blood. And his was a message of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. No other way. You'll never get eternal life any other way. Only through the resurrected Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless these few thoughts to your hearts today. And may you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today.